And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of February, 2025. February 2nd is Groundhog Day, celebrated in the United States and Canada. Each year on Groundhog Day, people flock to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to await the forecast of a groundhog named Phil. German settlers who came to Pennsylvania in the 1700s brought their seasonal superstitions with them. Legend has it that if the groundhog, being afraid of his own shadow, sees his shadow, he will return to his burrow for more hibernation, and the winter chill will continue. If, however, the weather is cloudy and he doesn't see his shadow, he will stay awake and we can expect an early spring. The lore around Punxsutawney Phil claims that a magical elixir enables the groundhog to live eternally, and that he has been making weather predictions since the tradition first began in 1887. While the true number of Punxsutawney Phils used since the tradition began remains unknown, based on the average lifespan of a groundhog in captivity being less than 10 years, we can estimate that at least 13 groundhogs have been used so far to keep the Punxsutawney Phil mascot alive. Phil lives in a climate and light-controlled enclosure next to the Punxsutawney Memorial Library, which is visible to visitors through a window inside the library. Phil is kept in an environment with enough light and heat to keep him unnaturally awake for Groundhog Day each year. In the wild, groundhogs are avid tree climbers and swimmers. They develop the nickname whistle pig because when alarmed, they use a high-pitched whistle to alert the rest of the colony to a potential threat. They live in a variety of diverse terrains, from deep valleys to alpine tundra, and are exceptional diggers that use their claws to create an intricate system of underground burrows. Their burrow systems have between 2 and 10 entrances, and even typically include a separate bathroom chamber. None of these natural behaviors are possible in captivity. Today is the birthday of Andrew Lindsay, born on this day in 1952. Dr. Andrew Lindsay is an English Anglican priest, theologian, and prominent figure in Christian veganism. Lindsay is the founder and director of the Oxford Center for Animal Ethics, an independent academic center opened in November 2006 to promote the study and discussion of animal ethics. He is the author of a number of books and articles on animal rights, including Animal Rights, A Christian Perspective, Christianity and the Rights of Animals, Animal Theology, and Why Animal Suffering Matters: Philosophy, Theology, and Practical Ethics. He is also the editor of an academic journal, the Journal of Animal Ethics, which is published jointly by the Oxford Center and the University of Illinois. In June 2001, he was awarded a Doctor of Divinity degree by George Carey, Archbishop of Canterbury, in recognition of his unique and massive pioneering work in the area of the theology of creation, with particular reference to the rights and welfare of God's sentient creatures. This is the highest award that the Archbishop can bestow on a theologian, and the first time it has been awarded for work involving animals. More recently, Andrew Lindsay is the subject of the 2023 biographical documentary titled The Animal Thing. It's also the birthday of David Stiebel, born on this day in 1967. David Stiebel is a Canadian philosopher specializing in animal ethics. He has been a vegan since 1988. He fulfilled an advisory research committee postdoctoral fellowship at Queen's University, held a fellowship at the Oxford Center for Animal Ethics, and a research fellowship at the University of Vienna. In his paper, The Rights of Animal Persons, Stiebel bases his argument on the idea that sentient beings are ends in themselves. This is a non-utilitarian or individuals-respecting theory that defends the proposition that all sentient beings should be legally recognized as persons. And here is a prayer from Andrew Lindsay's book, Animal Rights. God of the universe, all creatures praise you. The sun setting on the lake, the birds flying upward toward the heavens, the growl of the bear, the darting of the stickleback, the purring of the cat, the wide eyes of the tiger, the swift legs of the cheetah, the dance of the hare, the lapping of the dog, the descent of the dove. God of a thousand ears, the music of your creatures resounds throughout creation, and in heaven a symphony is made. A Prayer from Animal Rights by Andrew Lindsay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that all creatures praise God.